Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, good morning, everybody. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. It's Crowley. It's Doran. The Pirates lost again. And before the show proper even started, I screwed up. It is now 19 games in a row where the Pirates have scored 4 or fewer runs. Still a franchise record. Starkey went over the last team that was this putrid offensively, and they had guys with nicknames like Sparky, guys from the 1800s who probably played baseball for 12 years while also working 4 other jobs in hunting and gathering. In the evening time.
Jeez.
That's how bad offensively this team has been. And they threw out a lineup yesterday that was embarrassing. Again, I want to be fair here. There's injuries. There's no Spencer Horwitz. There was no O'Neill Cruz. There's no Nick Gonzalez. They're banged up. But it was Adam Frazier, Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, Brian Reynolds, who looked at strike 3 right down the middle in the ninth inning yesterday. Joey Bart, Key Brian Hayes, Alexander Canario, Jared Triolo, Ji-Won Bae, and Henry Davis. Henry Davis is hitting, and this will be fun, Doran, 135. Ji-Won Bae has a 0.00 batting average. Jared Triolo, 162. Alexander Canario, 190. Brian Reynolds, 198. That is unacceptable for a guy making $100 million. Adam Frazier, 231. I thought, though, that we saw some things from Don Kelly. And we're not going to make every game a referendum on whether or not Don Kelly can be and should be the Pirates' permanent manager. I promise we're not going to do that. But we saw him again yesterday try to manufacture some runs, Doran. In the ninth inning, Adam Frazier walks, and he's not the most fleet of foot. I mean, he can hold his own out there on the base paths, but this guy isn't Ricky Henderson or anything like that. He immediately steals second. And then Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, who reaches on a fielding error, he steals second. So they're trying to get guys going.
Yep.
We saw it the night before. I think Don Kelly is showing he gets it. And I think if he continues to show that he gets it, Doran, I think even if they lose a bunch of baseball games, you can still hire him and you can still fire Ben Cherington at the end of the season. I don't think these guys need to be tied together. As long as the Pirates are competitive, as long as fundamentally they're mostly good, and as long as you're seeing him manage the bullpen, again, fairly effectively, and they're dropping down bunts and they're playing thoughtfully aggressive, I think you can keep him and not keep Ben Cherington. Because let's be 1,000% clear, we haven't said this in like 2 days, you can't keep Ben Cherington.
Yeah.
Look at the lineup.
Well, I think that from here on out, I mean, at least for us and maybe everybody else wants to do this, I think the evaluation should just be, in these games should just be about Don Kelly and how he manages the baseball games, basically what you just said. Are they playing the small ball? Are they winning in the margins? Are they honestly losing games by one run, which they have been?
They have been, and they were 0-13 with runners in scoring position. So to that point, Don Kelly's done a good job.
Yeah.
Guys stealing bases,
yes.
Laying down bunts. He's helped put guys in scoring position. At some point, you need somebody to come up with a big hit.
But if they don't come up with a big hit and these things are happening, that justifies the GM being fired.
Exactly.
Because the guys just aren't good enough. And it is so apparent that they aren't good enough to bop in a run or two or three, but they're in position that you can discern the two. You could see what's working, what's trying to work, and what doesn't work, and what's not executing.
And I thought that was clear last night. I thought last night was a great example of that. Again, you're 0-13 with runners in scoring position. Adam Frazier 0-1. IKF 0-3. Brian Reynolds 0-3. Again, 198. He's got an OPS below 600, Doran. G1 Bay stinks 0-1. Joey Bart, he's been pretty good 0-1. Canario 0-2. Triolo 0-2. They have, in this series, with Skeens and Keller, their starters have pitched 13 innings, given up 3 runs, struck out 14, and they're 0-2.
Right.
That is
with Skeens being a part of that, too.
Yes! And I thought Skeens was shaky at times. People kill me for it, and I'm not going to die on that hill. I'm done with it. But he still went 6 innings, striking out 6, giving up just 1 run. The starting rotation has been pretty good this year. And they have enough good pieces in the bullpen. But when you're trotting out G1 Bay, and I'm not going to go through the litany of names, and when you're trotting out the lineup they trotted out there last night, of course you're not going to score more than 4 runs.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost impossible. And that is on the GM. And we can talk about injuries until we're blue in the face, and there are excuses and there are reasons. Those are reasons right now, but you need organizational depth, and they don't even have homegrown starters, let alone organizational depth. And that begs now this question, because I think we all believe, or maybe we should all believe, that Ben Sherrington is going to walk the plank at the end of the season. The PM team started their show yesterday by asking the question, when Paul Skeens starts, are you already thinking in the back of your mind about the Pirates trading him? And that was their Twitter poll. And we have our own Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement, TrustPJ.com. It was like 90% of people saying yes. What's the next GM's first order of business going to be? And might it be trading Paul Skeens?
Wow.
And might that actually be, I'm asking here, might that actually be the prudent move? The smart move? Can I state my case?
Yes.
I'm going to provide two options here. And I'm not a GM. I would be one, Bob. I'm talking to you, Mr. Nutting, for 80K.
Yep.
That would be a job I could not do.
No.
That's a very difficult job.
Yeah.
A complicated
job. All the jobs up there at that level are difficult.
Now I could be the manager. We will keep folks up to speed on any Steeler schedule leaks or rumors as they come across. It's fun to do that today, and it gives us a chance to look ahead to matchups before we really look ahead to everything tomorrow. So we're going to do a lot of Steelers today, but let's keep it on a potential Skeens trade right now. Juan Soto, when he was traded from the Nationals to the Padres, it was a blockbuster deal, and the Nationals got the 9th overall prospect in Major League Baseball, who turned into an all-star shortstop. They got the 21st overall prospect in all of Major League Baseball. They got San Diego's number 4 starter, who's pitched really well for them. They got James Wood, MLB's number 88th overall prospect at the time, who has 11 homers this year, had a great OPS plus last year, having a career season this year. They got the starting first baseman from San Diego. I mean, that's an absolute haul.
Yeah.
You get a starting first baseman, an all-star shortstop, an all-star outfielder, and a guy who can pitch in your rotation. If the Pirates traded Skeens because he's 23, at the end of the year, and he's going to have a few years of cheap control before arbitration, which will then be even cheaper than the deal he's going to make on the open market. You should be able to look at that Juan Soto deal and dwarf it.
Yeah.
You should be able to get even more than the Nationals did for Juan Soto. And then you'd still have Chandler and Jones and Keller and eventually Barco and Oviedo and Ashcraft and Harrington as your starters. And you might get a starter, like I said, in that return who could also bolster your rotation. You could restart everything and perhaps do so fairly quickly if you're getting 7 or 8 guys back. Now, the flip side, because I was trying to think, how could you build this thing without moving Skeens? You could trade Keller, and Keller was excellent last night, and he's a bargain compared to other starting pitcher salaries, but you would save $72 million the next 4 years. You take that money, you spend that money on a hitter, and this offseason it would have got you like Anthony Santander, who has stunk this year, but he hit 44 homers last year, 30-ish the two prior years. So you could get one big-time hitter that would offset the Mitch Keller contract. 2 off-seasons ago, I know I'm throwing a lot at you and at the people. 2 years ago, they spent $35 million in the offseason. Let's say you trade Keller, you spend $18 on a good hitter, and then you take that other $35 and you spread that around.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you'd have to do if you keep Paul Skeens. And you'd sprinkle the rest around on other hitters. You could have had Austin Hayes, just an example, this offseason. He's hitting .328, making the same amount of money, same term as Tommy Pham. Which one do you think is the better option?
The Keller option. Absolutely the Keller option. That's the most realistic one. Because Skeens is a revenue generator. And they don't want to lose that. Like Soto was a good player, but did he generate revenue and, you know, merchandise, things of that nature that brings in the club money?
Massive star, but not
like Paul Skeens.
Paul Skeens is like Haley's Comet.
Right.
When you get one of these starters,
yeah,
they come around, I mean, literally once in a generation. We throw that term around, generational player. He's a legit generational player. I don't think anything generates more revenue, though, than winning. Paul Skeens shows up once every 5 days. You sell a lot of tickets that day. If you're winning, you sell tickets all the time.
But can't you do both? Which is the
In theory, because we talked about
this before, too. The first option, I mean, it's not guaranteed that you'd win.
Well, and the reason why, and I'm playing devil's advocate here, because the reason I agree with you and I don't trade Paul Skeens is because that rotation that I talked about with Chandler and Barco and Oviedo and Harrington and Salamedo and Jones, I don't know if I can count on those guys.
Right.
I have no idea if we're going to see Jared Jones come back and be the guy that he was. Bubba Chandler's the number 2 prospect in all of Major League Baseball. He has the potential to be a superstar.
Yeah.
But that's all it is right now is potential. He's never thrown a big league inning.
Right.
So I can't count, and we'll get obviously a look at him this this season, which will help with the next general manager, if and when there's the next general manager. But we just don't know. So I would go with you, and I would go option B, because you do have this young rotation headed by Skeens that you can build around. Yeah. And that's half the battle. But the idea of trading Keller made a ton of sense to me this offseason.
Yes.
And it makes a ton more when I'd actually trust the GM who's making that deal. They don't spend a lot of money. We know that. It's a fact. So you need money out, money in. That guy makes a ton of sense. People have texted in, trade Brian Reynolds. Folks, you would be trading at the lowest value.
Mm-hmm.
And even though $100 million and I guess 80 is left or thereabouts is a lot for the Pirates and not a lot for other teams, you're not going to have a team pick up an $80 million hit for a guy who's having his career worst season.
Yeah.
So I don't think they have a bunch of great trade candidates.
They have some pitching depth, though.
Unless they delve into that pitching depth.
And
yeah.
Young depth that you could attach with Keller.
I'm not trading Chandler now at this point.
I mean, the other guys, Barco, I mean, Salamedo.
Yeah. Ashcraft.
Ashcraft.
All those guys. The only players in this organization that would be untouchable to me are Chandler and Connor Griffin, and at this point, Paul Skeens. Anybody else can be had.
Yeah.
I'd hold on to O'Neal Cruz, I suppose, as well. But that'd be it.
Yep.
You know, people texting in, you could move the Key Brian Hayes contract off the books. That's a lot more doable since he stayed healthy, and he's hitting, what, 260? He's at $8 million for a glove. Other teams can spend that. But if you move Skeens, your rebuild could get done in one fell swoop. If you're building around Skeens, because they're a lot farther away than I thought they were this offseason. I thought a bat or two and they could be a playoff contender. They're a lot farther away than that, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Nutting talked about urgency. I do think he wants to win quick. I do think he thought they were close. I think they all thought they were close. If you go with option B, you got to thread that needle perfectly. I'm willing to do that.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to move on from Skeens. No. Certainly not right away. But I don't think either option's going to yield the results that we want it to. Not quickly. It's going to be another couple of years at least.
Well, with that thought process, then, like, I mean, they think about making money. Like, Skeens makes them money. They're not going to do that. They're not going to do option A.
Yeah, and Mulsey yesterday said he thinks that the first order of business that the new GM would do would be to trade Skeens. I would imagine that there'd be a directive from up top that you don't move on from Paul Skeens.
No.
I can see the merits of it. I really can.
Well, absolutely.
But I would not do it.
No.
Definitely not right away. 412-928-9370. This is where we are, Pirates fans.
Yep.
Talking about potential Paul Skeens trades. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And you can always give us a ring on that fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. More on this coming up next. Also, Don Kelly, not necessarily tied to Ben Chering.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Live at Studio B, Bowser Chevrolet in Monroeville. You can text us at 412-928-9370. Here's a text. Don't know how you can say the Pirates are farther away from contending than you think. They're two hitters away. They're losing one-run games, and you have guys in slumps and guys injured. Just two hitters, guys. Buddy, they're 14-29.
Yeah. Losing one-run games in the last four games.
That's right. They've been playing better baseball of late.
Yeah.
Cleaner baseball. They've been thoughtfully aggressive instead of haphazardly aggressive. So, yeah, it's a better product to watch right now, even though they're not scoring runs because they've been competitive and they've been nail biters. But they're 14-29 because they're nowhere close to contending. And when you get Bubba Chandler up here, again, the rotation, which is already a strength, is going to be even better. But let's not fool ourselves into thinking that this five-game span under Don Kelly is who they are. And if they were healthy, they'd be winning a bunch of baseball games. Again, they are 15 games under 500. Would you trade Skeens if you're the new GM and you come in next year and you want to turn this thing around? 412-928-9370. People will continue to weigh in here on the text line and via the phones. Again, 412-928-9370. Doran, it's also schedule release day. We will get the full schedule at 8 p.m. tonight on NFL Network, usually by the end of Pony and Muller. 93.7 The Fan has pieced together the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
One of the rumors right now that I've seen thrown around is that the Steelers will open with the Dolphins at Acrisure Stadium. Can't confirm, but that's a rumor. I hate that.
Me too.
I really hate
Me
that.
Too.
Now, I don't think they're going to open at home. I know that that's out there and it looks official, but the Pirates play, and usually they will not have the Steelers open when the Pirates play the same day at home. And the Pirates also are at home for week three.
Saw that.
So I would really think they'll be on the road weeks 1 and 3.
The Pirates will play during the day, right? They'll play like 12:35. So maybe.
Yeah, but
maybe.
Usually they just don't do it.
Maybe the game's at night.
It could be a Monday night game or something like that.
Or
a Sunday night game. But the graphic that I saw that looked like a leak had them playing 1 p.m. against the Dolphins at home. Here's why I wouldn't like that, and I'm sure you and I have the same reasons. Tomlin's defenses tend to get effed with when you got a schemer on the other side. We saw it in Houston a couple of years ago. We saw it with the 49ers 2 years ago. They get put into a blender. We see it every time they play Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm.
Any of these funky offenses, the Steelers get worked. But I want Miami.
Yeah,
but it's freaking cold,
yeah,
man.
December, right.
Yes. Like, get me the Miami Dolphins at the end of the season when it's 20 degrees with howling winds and some snow. They fall off every year in the second half. Now, this year, they actually turned it around a little bit, but that's because Tua was out most of the season. When he came back, they started to play better football. But that is a soft, top-heavy football team that I don't know is going to be playing good football later in the season. So if you can get them at the ACK when it's cold, I think that would be preferable to getting them to start the year and then having to deal with that offense week one.
Yeah. What other rumors? I've heard a couple other ones that could be a week one for the Steelers. I mean, I heard the Chicago Bears. I think Pony tweeted that, right?
Pony tweeted that, and Pony does a lot of the legwork. When I say that by the end of their show on schedule release day, we know the Steelers' schedule, the PM team usually gets about 12 of those, maybe even more. I've always chipped in. We've chipped in. I always have a guy who is embedded that's given the information, and it's just a fun exercise. People say, why are you doing it? Because it's fun. What else are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about trading Paul Skeens. Talk about trading Paul Skeens all morning long. Come on now. So I saw that from him with Chicago. That'd be on the road. I don't know that I like that either.
Right.
Ben Johnson, I think that team's going to be much improved, but here's why I would like it. Basically an entirely new interior of the offensive line. And we've seen it here the last few years.
Yeah, but they paid money for this one.
Oh, they did. It's just, I think it takes time to gel and coalesce. And I don't know yet if Ben Johnson's going to have those guys play a lot. I reserve the right to change my opinion if he does. But if those guys aren't going to play a bunch in the preseason and Caleb Williams isn't going to play a bunch in the preseason, game one for a year two quarterback behind a line that they just put together, you could think of worse options.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Someone just texted in that Caleb Johnson was working out with Aaron Rodgers. Do we have confirmation on that? Did you see that?
I did not see that.
We'll effort that information, and we'll try to discern
whether
or not
it's true. Where would he be working out with Aaron Rodgers at?
Some cave somewhere.
I mean,
perhaps with the Tibetan monks.
Caleb Johnson's here because he needs to be here. He's a rookie, so it's not like he's leaving.
You know where they were working out? They were doing sprints on the 17th green at the club at Neville Wood.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Nice.
Hitting balls. Actually, Rodgers was hitting the balls, and then Caleb was running as fast as he could to collect the ball, kind of like playing fetch.
Nice.
Just
Aaron Rodgers at the driving range, and Caleb Johnson was running to go get more balls.
That's right, because he had to have him do the cardio.
Right.
And Rodgers, they just were just hanging out.
Right. Maybe Rodgers was throwing the golf balls to him.
He could have done that.
And acting like he was driving the golf ball.
Mm-hmm. We see Paul Skeens warm up with a football. Why can't Rodgers warm up by throwing golf balls?
Yeah.
You ever done that? Probably not.
What? Warm up with a golf ball?
You ever go to a golf course and just get so fed up with your swing that you pick the ball up and you say, you know what, this is my shot, and you throw it as far as you can?
No.
I've done that.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
I
can't even count it on one hand how many times I've done that.
Like,
I'm in the trees and my friends are all doing their thing. Wow, look
Starkey
at that.
Starkey did that to me.
See, that I don't doubt. Any Steelers schedule rumors that come across our desk, we will convey to you, and you can react at 412-928-9370. Would you rather open with Chicago on the road or Miami at home?
Chicago on the road.
I think I'm with you on that.
Kind of just what you said.
And the defenses are always ahead of the offenses, but whenever I'm thinking about that funky Miami speed offense.
Well, I mean, honestly, it doesn't really matter if Mason Rudolph's the quarterback. Like, I don't care who they open up with, to be honest with you.
We have to pretend like Rodgers is the quarterback, or else quarterback, all of this is not fun.
Yeah, then I want Chicago. Right.
And he owns the Bears.
Yep.
Famously, I think, called them his daddy.
Yes.
Is how that went. Again, any Steelers schedule rumors that come across, that we come across, we will convey to you, and you can react at 412-928-9370. You can also weigh in on whether or not the next GM of the Pirates next season, hopefully, whether or not that man or woman would trade Paul Skeens to make the Pirates a contender quicker. 412-928-9370.
Is there a woman GM in Major League Baseball?
There was with the Miami Marlins, but I think they pushed her out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got to be fair.
Yeah, no, I liked it.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Up next, you can weigh in again on all those topics, but up next, the hottest story in sports radio history, and that's not hyperbole. It's now hotter than ever. But folks, it's not going
to
matter.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
This is one of the classic cliched sports radio topics, Doran.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
I have no idea what it is.
Does Pete Rose deserve to get into the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame? He is dead now, and so he is eligible to be inducted. This was announced yesterday by Rob Manfred, by Major League Baseball, and there have been folks pushing to get Pete Rose into the Hall of Fame for a long time. Major League Baseball's hit king. Barry Bonds, not in. Roger Clemens, not in. Because of the sanctimony of Hall of Fame voters and the morals clause, you have to be a morally upstanding citizen for these nice guy Hall of Fame voters, right, to let you into Cooperstown. So a lot of people celebrated yesterday, and I'm not really sure why, because Pete Rose is not going to get in. It's just not going to happen. He's eligible now. He hadn't been eligible. The sanctimonious baseball writers who vote on this, they're never going to let this guy in.
Good point.
So really, for me, it's much ado about nothing. I'm going to just throw this out there, Dorn, and then I'll get out of the way. But here's an example. Bob Nightingale of USA Today, who was just on with Starkey the other day, and with Pomp, he wrote, "It's a dark day for baseball. MLB's shock decision on Pete Rose could open the floodgates." He said, "You want to cheat, lie, go to prison for tax evasion, and be accused of statutory rape? Hey, all is forgiven. You learn in journalism school, you can't libel the dead. Who knew that once you're dead, all could be forgiven too?"
Wow.
And basically, Bob Nightingale in USA Today makes the case, well, if you're going to let Pete Rose in, what's going to happen next? You're going to get let in Bonds? You're going to let in Clemens? You're going to let in Sosa? Well, yeah.
Yeah.
It's baseball. These are baseball players. Who are you all out there to judge these guys as men? Judge them as baseball players. The morals clause is ridiculous, has always been ridiculous. When you've got guys like Ty Cobb, who is a horrendous human being, in the Hall of Fame, you pretty much lose any ground you had to stand on.
I love the whole morals clause thing. It's hilarious to me that it's okay for Major League Baseball to get in bed with gambling companies and gambling sites and gambling apps, right? But it's not okay to put in a guy that has, you know, bad morals like a Pete Rose. It's okay, though, right?
I can see it both ways. Like, I get why writers wouldn't want to vote in known cheaters. I would get why writers wouldn't want to vote in Pete Rose when he broke the unbreakable rule back then, right? It was on every friggin' wall in the clubhouses. Don't gamble on games. Even if you're gambling on your own team, it's still against the rules. And guys get in trouble for it now. Suspended for careers. A former Pirate was suspended for life. Mm-hmm. We were really, you know, tiptoeing around the Shohei Ohtani thing last year, about a year plus ago. So, like, I get it. For me, I look at, is a guy a Hall of Fame caliber baseball player? And if so, I personally would vote him in.
Even if they were taking steroids to enhance their way to play the sport?
Yes, because everyone and all these writers, and I'll keep using the word, all these sanctimonious writers knew what was happening at the time, wrote nothing about it, said nothing about it. Bud Selig turned a blind eye to it because the league had come out of the lockout and not been the same. And so in the strike, and they say, "You guys save baseball. We don't give a rat's ass what you're doing." And then whenever they could capitalize on caring, they capitalized on caring. But they all turned a blind eye to it at the time.
Yeah.
So I would let all these great players in. But I want to be clear on this too. It doesn't bother me that Pete Rose wouldn't get in. Yeah, you don't want to libel or slander the dead. Bad guy. Statutory rape, he was accused of, all kind of stuff. Not a great guy. if he were still alive and given the opportunity to get in and wouldn't get in, I wouldn't lose a wink of sleep over it.
Yeah.
Again, I'd put all these guys in, but I ain't going to cry tears for any of them. Mm. Barry Bonds was a jackass, continues to be a jackass. I ain't going to cry for that guy. Roger Clemens, jackass. I don't like these guys. I'd put him in as baseball players, but I don't lose any sleep over them not getting in. And one last thing. I read this. If I read it once yesterday, I read it 24 times. You can't tell the story of Major League Baseball without Barry Bonds and Pete Rose. Correct. Do you need the Hall to tell the story? Did anybody forget Bonds' name? I still know who Pete Rose is. I'm 34. I didn't watch Pete Rose play.
Right.
I know who Pete Rose is. I know he's the hit king. Bang. The story of baseball has been told. So it might sound like I'm kind of straddling the fence on this. I've got a lot of opinions. I would put them in. But like, oh, you can't tell the story without those guys being in. Yeah, you can.
You can still tell the
story. Read a book. Watch a documentary. Watch some highlights. Go to a Wikipedia page.
I just don't know where I fall on, okay, if a guy's a known, like, it's been caught cheating, like, steroid-wise, physical-wise, enhancement-wise, it'd be hard for me to put them in.
And I can see that point of view, too. I'm not going to shout anybody down that says keep the cheaters out.
Like you're enhancing
I get
your
it.
Body. You're enhancing yourself to hit better.
My assumption that time during that time is that everybody was doing it, and that might not be fair either. The other thing is, you want to talk about helping guys recover from injury, like HGH, you're hurt, oh, it's gonna be 6 months, bang, all of a sudden it's two and you're back out there and you're better than ever. I mean, it was and it continues to be, and whatever they're doing now, significant help. Like, you can either hit a fastball or you can't. Like, you can either recognize a curveball coming out of the hand or you can't. But you get back on the field quicker, and you're going to hit it a little bit farther.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to make a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
No question about it. But I ain't losing any sleep over those guys not getting in. I'd put them in, but, oh, no, poor Pete. He's not going to get to see it. Okay, don't gamble on baseball games.
Why are the voters who they are, though? Like, is there any former players that are voters?
No, and see, I would change the format. It's sports writers.
None of that ever made any sense. I mean, even with football. Like, I mean, none of these guys ever played. Like,
I am with you, and like, I think there's obvious bias when it comes to the media members, and I think there would ultimately be bias because human beings are human. If you'd have football players a part of it, but guys who played the game
or coached
or executives should absolutely 100% in all the halls of fame.
How does that not
be part of it?
How does that, like, that doesn't make any sense?
It makes all the sense.
Yeah.
Like,
makes sense why they're not a part of it.
Doran, I'm man enough to admit I would give you a vote for the Pro Football Hall of Fame over me. Like,
right.
Duh.
Like, I mean, like, there is bias, but there's bias with everything.
Exactly.
Even with the media members, there's bias.
Exactly. And so if there's bias, I'd rather go with the guys, in some instances, who played against these Hall of Famers. Played with these Hall of Famers. That would make sense to me.
Like, I mean, it's funny to me that there could be a voter of something of that level that could keep somebody out that should be warranted of being in just because they probably denied an interview. Like, some people already hold that grudge. Like, oh, that guy didn't want to talk to me one time. I'm not voting for him.
Oh, dude.
Like, what?
Is Najee Harris a jackass, or was he just not great with the media? Because we know guys in that locker room who loved Najee Harris. Media hated him because he didn't like to talk to beat writers.
Right.
So I'm with you on that. Players should have, if not all the say, they should have a much bigger say. I'm with you 100%. 412-928-9370. I'm sure that conversation will yield some opinions from the listeners. We have another schedule update. The schedule will be announced tonight at 8 p.m., the Steelers schedule on NFL Network. One of the Steelers games for this upcoming season, even though we don't know when it's going to be, popped up on Fox's top 10 games of the year list. We'll tell you which game that is and if we're looking forward to it just as much as they are. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Steelers will host the Packers this year at Acrisure Stadium. Fox Sports has ranked that the 10th best NFL game of the season. Now, the Packers and the Steelers, Thorin, they've played some humdingers, right? 2005 at Lambeau Field. Steelers win 20-10. Deuce Staley with a 3-yard touchdown. Oh, yeah, Deuce is loose. Steelers obviously would go on to win the Super Bowl that year. Troy Polamalu had a 77-yard fumble recovery for a touchdown. In 2009, Aaron Rodgers threw for 383 and 3 touchdowns, but Ben Roethlisberger bested him, throwing for 503. Mike Wallace with that 19-yard touchdown with his toes in the end zone on the final play of regulation. And then in 2017, when Hundley was the starting quarterback of Green Bay, Steelers went 13-3 that year, lost to the Jags in the playoffs. But they beat Green Bay 31-28, and Ben Roethlisberger threw for 351 yards and 4 touchdowns. The more we get in the Wayback Machine, the more I miss Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah.
But you also have the Super Bowl 45, where Aaron Rodgers outdueled Ben. But my, how the turntables, Doran. You could have Aaron Rodgers at home in Pittsburgh against his former home, the Green Bay Packers. I'm surprised it was only 10th on the list. That's a hell of a matchup.
That is. That is. I think we expected it to maybe be in Ireland, too, but obviously that's the Vikings. But that would be a great matchup. Jordan Love, pretty good quarterback, a young quarterback. And I think that that division is going to be tough this year.
That oh, my God.
Through and through is going to be tough. I mean, with them, the Lions, the Vikings, and the Bears, you got
you got
a lot of young quarterbacks. You obviously have Jared Goff. That's going to be a good division. But any team that is affiliated, I guess, with Aaron Rodgers, if Aaron Rodgers is here, I'm down for week one. Like we talked about the Jets yesterday a little bit. Like, that would be enticing, going to MetLife, and then Justin Fields being a part of that too. So either it's the – if it's the – Packers or the Jets, I think I'm with it.
Even if it's not the opener, that's still one of the games of the year. If I were running the NFL, and I would for $80K and not $50 million like Roger Goodell, I would make it week one, because you would get all the pomp, all the circumstances. And I'm not talking about Pompiani. You just don't know if Aaron Rodgers at 41 is going to hang around and be healthy all season long.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't plan for injury, prepare for injury, or anything like that, but I would want to guarantee that the Steelers and Packers would meet with Aaron Rodgers at the helm. Like, I absolutely would do everything that I can to make sure that that game and that matchup could happen and take place.
What's more enticing, though? The Jets and Aaron, against Aaron Rodgers, or the Packers at this point?
For me,
like, he's so removed from the Packers.
For me, it's the Packers. Man, you're right, though. I think maybe if you ask the general public, it might be the Jets.
Yeah, especially with the Justin Fields.
With Justin Fields there, too. The Packers just have always done it for me. Like, I was at that Mike Wallace game, the toe tap game. Steelers weren't playing for anything. They weren't going to make the playoffs. But it was wildly entertaining just to see those Hall of Famers just trade punches back and forth. Mm-hmm. The Packers have always done it for me just because they're one of the flag-bearing franchises of the NFL.
Did you like Favre back in the day?
I loved Favre.
You know who I liked?
Then he wound up being a real ass.
I liked Travis Jervey. Remember him?
Returner.
Dorsey Levens.
See, that's who you liked.
Dorsey Levens.
Yeah.
Travis Jervey I liked, too.
Well, you said both. I was saying those are the guys you liked. I liked one of the great quarterbacks of all time, Brett Favre.
Well, outside of Favre, how many guys can you name that in the last
Driver.
25 years that have played for the Packers since you love the Packers?
Amon Green. It's not that I rooted for them or anything like that, but I think Brett Favre had to have been, when he was at the height of his powers, one of the most popular players to ever play the game.
Yeah.
Because he was so likable in the way that he played that Sandlot football, and he'd be in the jeans commercials and all that stuff. Now it's copper fit because he was always old. Then he turned out again to be a real ass. Jen Sturger and defrauding people.
Yeah. Not making good decisions.
No. Allegedly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.